some perspective here, the lawsuit that led to last week's 4-3 decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court overturning the governor's mask mandate began before last year's election. This is your State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Kate Archer-Kent. And even before the decision to take the case last October was split by the justices 4-3, last May, the court overturned the governor's safer at home order 4-3. Last week's 4-3 decision did not come from any appeal of a lower court case. This lawsuit was brought straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court by a prominent Republican donor who received a decision in his favor finally last Wednesday. So what did you think when you heard the news? Did the governor exceed his authority? Has the state legislature seceded theirs? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to the studio. You can always email us ideas at WPR.org. Gordon Hintz is the Democratic Minority Leader of the State Assembly. He represents voters from Oshkosh. Representative Hintz, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Last Wednesday, the state Supreme Court ruled against the governor's repeated use of emergency powers for a statewide mask mandate. What was your reaction to the decision?
Well, I was disappointed. Governor Evers and elected officials have the responsibility to look out for public safety and address those challenges that threaten that safety. And, Governor Evers has justified his extended orders as we've managed the pandemic. And really, this decision, allows the majority in the legislature to kind of put ideology and politics above the public health of our state. And when we make these decisions, it doesn't just impact this, unimaginable pandemic we're in now, but future governors are going to have their hands tied by the same decision. So legislative Democrats, we're going to move forward with, a bill that allows the state to have a mask mandate going forward as long as we're in a national emergency. And I think that's where we got to focus right now.
Is there any momentum for such legislation?
Well, I think we're going to find out just how hypocritical some of our colleagues are. They all seem to be more obsessed with Governor Evers than the public health of our state. We know that mask mandates save lives. We know that we're in a key area right now. But if it's really about the legislature having a say or having control, then certainly they don't oppose the mask mandate and would get behind legislation to have, an additional mask mandate for a period of time. And we're looking forward to hopefully them scheduling hearings on that.
The head of the conservative group Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Rick Essenberg, filed an amicus brief and made oral arguments in the case that was decided by the state Supreme Court last Wednesday. After the ruling, Essenberg told WTMJ Radio the case was never about masks.
The case is about whether we want a situation where a governor can declare a state of emergency, which, it could be COVID, but it could be anything else. It could be climate change. It could be racism. It could be illegal immigration. It could be urban crime. Do we want a situation where a governor can simply do that and then rule indefinitely by decree? And I don't think anybody, Democrat or Republican, left or right, should want that.
Representative Hintz, what if this were Governor Walker and this was about the Act 10 protests?
Well, I'm going to make I don't think that's a great analogy when we're talking about a global pandemic that killed more than 5,500 Wisconsinites and devastated our economy. Look, we elect a governor as the executive of our state who administers programs, who has the Department of Health Services, non-political agencies to make decisions to help guide us in what has really been an unprecedented time. We know that the mask order is one of the things that, can give us the best chance at reducing the transmission of the virus. Time after time, it's been justified, and we've seen the impact of places that haven't had that. So, again, when I elect a governor, I elect someone who's hopefully going to make the best decisions and have the power to make those decisions, not be micromanaged by a legislature, in this case, who's completely uninterested in doing anything, as demonstrated by, 8 months of total inaction. I guess I disagree.
So at any point, Assemblyman Hintz, the legislature could have gone forward with a statewide public mask mandate and made this Supreme Court case irrelevant?
Yeah, correct. I mean, look, in a perfect world, if you had a legislature that was taking this, you know, seriously, or be willing to work with the governor, not just trying to throw lawsuits or obstruct or impair, you know, his success at every measure, maybe. But I mean, look, Governor Evers doesn't have the luxury of playing politics with people's lives. He's acting in the best manner possible to try to protect the health and safety of all Wisconsinites. This is a tool that's available. He was always going to govern with science and the best interests, not with who it helps, Democrats or Republicans or whatever the political optics are. It was pretty clear since before he was even sworn into office that he was not going to have a willing partner in the legislature. And unfortunately, you know, that's just continued.
Our guest is the leader of the Democrats in the State Assembly, Gordon Hintz, representing the people of Oshkosh. And we'd like to hear from you in Oshkosh this morning at 1-800-642-1234. And throughout the state, what questions do you have for the Democratic state representative from Oshkosh this morning? Do you think Wisconsin still needs a mask mandate? And if so, why or why not? 1-800-642-1234. And Representative Hintz, the state health authorities say more than 3 million vaccine doses have now been distributed across Wisconsin. Reported infection rates are below where they were last fall. You see a statewide mask mandate is still necessary?
I do, although I think it is something that should be evaluated, and I'm sure that it would be, you know, on a monthly basis. Look, spring is here. There's a lot of fatigue. I'm tired of wearing a mask. I want to get back to normal. I look forward to getting my second shot. We are getting more people vaccinated, but we're seeing, you know, the new variants coming up in other states. And in some cases, the infections are racing faster than the actual vaccination rates are. And so it's a time to be cautious, because we really need to try to drill this thing out. And the best way to do that is get people as vaccinated as quickly as possible and reduce transmission of the new variant. So masks are important. They're important right now. I'm not saying that we're going to wear them forever, but if everybody does their part, we're going to be in a much better place. And we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So for right now, yes. You know, in another 2 months or so, let's reconsider it with the data and science that's available.
Assemblyman Hintz, in January, the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau found that overturning the governor's emergency order could risk losing $49 million in federal food aid. That was the number doled out in January. Is the state now going to lose that money?
Well, I think that's to be determined, but it's certainly one of the unintended consequences of overturning the mask mandate. And of course, limiting the governor's ability to do emergency public health orders. So I think we're awaiting guidance from the federal government and looking at options, you know, that are available, because there'd be a significant amount of people impacted. And it may very well be that it's actually more than $49 million, as I understand it, with the new federal bill. There could be an additional $12 million or so. I think we're getting an update on that. So, look, it's important. It's important to have the funding for it. There's a lot of people that have been negatively impacted by the pandemic, and a lot of people that were impacted that were food insecure before the pandemic. So let's be smart. Let's find a way to get it out. But boy, I mean, talk about a bad a negative consequence on top of a negative consequence. This was a disaster for our state last week, and it was really short-sighted.
Republicans say that were it not for a Governor Evers' veto, that federal food aid would have been protected through assembly legislation that passed through the assembly. Can you explain that?
Sure. Well, I mean, the Republicans put together a package that did a lot of things, including things involving, you know, mandatory vaccination, things including that Republicans having the ability to micromanage Governor Evers' spending decisions with federal money. So there were a lot of things in that bill that were never going to be signed into law. And so it's not a real statement to be saying, you know, what they're ultimately saying. I don't think there's a single governor that would have signed something delivered by the legislature like that. And they knew that when they passed it. So that's a false argument. They're the ones who have to, you know, accept the consequences and the responsibility for the potential of losing tens of millions of dollars.
State Representative Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh, our guest. Take your call at 1-800-642-1234. We're Dwayne from Wausau standing by. Dwayne, you're on the morning show.
Oh, good morning. So this, it all gets down to people harping about personal choice and freedom. And I wonder what it was like when the seatbelt law came around, where if you're not wearing a seatbelt, you're only hurting yourself in an accident. You know, maybe your loved one's at home, you know, mourning for you. But, you know, how did, there must have been a major outcry when people were saying, you can't make me wear a seatbelt. Well, you know, I personally like going the whole year not getting sick from flu and colds. I wear a mask. You know, we're told to wear, advised to wear a mask, and it works. But, you know, I'm trying to draw the line of correlation between seatbelt use, which was, you know, they had to be an outcry over that when people were forced to wear seatbelts, even though you weren't hurting anybody else in an accident other than yourself if you weren't wearing one.
I'm not quite old enough, Dwayne, but I do not, I don't remember the politicization of seatbelts. Do you, Gordon?
Well, I think that might be his point in that, you know, there are probably some people that still don't like wearing seatbelts, but the benefit to folks, I think, is obvious when it's themselves. I think that the comparison, and I think the thing that a lot of good people struggle with who are frustrated or have never bought into the mask wearing and maybe even hesitant on vaccines is we do these things. We wear masks. We get vaccinated, not to protect ourselves, but to protect everybody else. You know, we get vaccinated to protect those who can't, either, you know, they have cancer or young children that can't get vaccinated yet. And each person that does it reduces the likelihood of transmission. Mask wearing, the same sort of thing. So I think for seatbelts, it's obvious that if, you know, you benefited directly, people understood that. But these other actions aren't just about you. They're about society and about public health. And we ask folks to make these very small sacrifices for the greater good.
A social responsibility as opposed to perhaps a personal one, or perhaps a personal and social responsibility. Don in Door County, you're on the morning show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, and thank you to WPR and for having Representative Hintz on. I'm in agreement with Mr. Hintz, or Representative Hintz, that we should have some kind of a statewide mandate for masks. I'm up in Door County. We have an advisory from our Door County public health people, but we get visitors every weekend now, as the weather turns up, from all other parts of the state. So, you know, they're coming from areas. I think we need to have some kind of, similarity throughout the state. And a mask mandate would be great. I would say last year, April 2nd, the Republicans, who are in the majority of the state legislature, demanded that then Secretary designee Andrea Palm closed down Planned Parenthood Clinic because of the shortage of PPE. So they were expressing the importance of PPE at the time. And, you know, I think it's, I'll say it, a little hypocritical for them to not go along with this right now. So anyway, and I tried to get a simple yes or no from my state senator, Andre Jacques, whether or not he was going to be enforcing masking and social distancing at the listening sessions he advertised on April 1st. So I'll stop there and listen. Thank you very much.
Down in Door County, thank you. And yes, tourism season is upon us, Gordon. And is there anything if for those who would support a mask mandate statewide as opposed to the patchwork we have left today, is there anything they can do? Assemblyman Hintz?
Yep. Sorry about that. Actually, Don, I was in Door County. I was one of the tourists this weekend, so I wore my mask, and it was a beautiful weekend. I can tell you, you know, people around the state can get behind a proposal introduced by legislative Democrats to ensure that there's a mask mandate as long as the national public health emergency is in effect. Be happy to reconsider that and look at extending it month by month. But, you know, we've got a way to do that. We know businesses throughout the state would prefer uniformity, and we know that the pandemic doesn't stop at our municipal borders.
State Capitol Report continues with your calls at 1-800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest leads the Democrats in the State Assembly. Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh continues next. I'm Lee Rayburn. This is The Morning Show. Today's the day. Everybody in Wisconsin 16 years old and older is eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccine. Wrapping up your state capitol report on the morning show, I'm Lee Rayburn, and last month, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss praised the Evers administration's rollout of the vaccine after criticizing the initial rollout in his response to the governor's State of the State speech in January. What's your reaction to the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, Ben, across Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to our studio, or email us ideas at WPR.org. We're talking about state politics with Representative Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh. He leads Democrats in the Assembly. And Assemblyman Hintz, how is the vaccine rollout going where you are?
So far, so good. I mean, I think, you know, the story really in Wisconsin overall is that there was a great plan in place. It was science-driven. And it was targeted at the most vulnerable population who needed it right away. And as that, we've had an increase in the vaccines available. We've incrementally gotten to a place where everybody, starting today, I believe, is ultimately eligible. And here we've got different access points. We've got on campus, there's, a great facility available. We had President Thompson and Governor Evers up to highlight that. But we're getting to that part of the population now that we really have to be proactive about trying to reach those that perhaps haven't had time to schedule an appointment or think that it's too hard or complicated. And then obviously, some of the folks that are hesitant or perhaps reluctant, getting them to come around, because we really do need to hit that 85, 90, 90% plus threshold to have this be effective. But I don't think anybody can be anything but, impressed and grateful for the approach at the state local level that our public health professionals and the Evers administration have really done.
Last week, Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin, according to WPR's news, held a town hall where he said he advised his daughters against getting the vaccine, who were over 16. Do you feel like there is a responsibility in your role as an elected official to promote public health? How do you see your role, Assemblyman Hintz?
Absolutely. And to stand behind science and to stand behind our recovery and our economy. Again, I understand folks that may be a little hesitant. It's been a lot to process this entire last year. But again, it's not just an individual choice, because containing this virus has an impact on our future, on our kids' future, and our economy. And for folks that are tired of this pandemic and want to be able to move on, we all need to be encouraging folks to get vaccinated just as quickly as possible. This isn't something they just came up with in the last 6 months. I mean, this vaccine has been worked on for years. It's gone through a thorough vetting process. It's safe. We can't let, Congressman Tiffany and others who may have some misinformation and gone down the internet rabbit hole speak with that kind of misinformation. So legislators need to do everything possible to promote it. But I know that, local doctors and healthcare professionals, I think, have the most credibility on the issue. So I encourage folks to ask their doctor to listen for their local officials that they may have more trust with, and they'll get the same message from them. But, we shouldn't be planting any seeds of doubt when our recovery and our livelihoods are based on the success of getting everybody vaccinated.
Emma in the town of Dunn joins us this morning. Good morning, Emma.
Hello. I actually have a couple comments and then a question. I had my vaccine, and the feeling that you get from being more protected is just wonderful. And I encourage everyone to get their vaccine. And I had a sore arm the first time, but nothing the second time. So don't be afraid of side effects and that sort of thing. And I had a question about the Law and Liberty group. Who is supporting them? Who's giving them money to do these laws?
Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty wrote an amicus brief in support of overturning the governor's mask mandate. What do you know about them, Assemblyman Hintz?
I don't have it in front of me, but, they've certainly been at the forefront of just about every lawsuit that I guess I disagree with, or that seeks to undermine decisions made by, Governor Evers or in other cases, arguing a certain viewpoint. And my guess is that a lot of their funding comes from groups perhaps like the Bradley Foundation and other national groups that seek to, curb back government and, decisions made for the collective good. But I'm sure there may be some information available, but I'm not sure that it's that transparent.
And finally, this morning, Assemblyman Hintz, Major League Baseball season is underway. You are an unmitigated Brewers fan, and on Friday we learned Major League Baseball was planning on moving the All-Star game out of Georgia, Atlanta and the state of Georgia, for their recent legislation on voting rights. And the mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, had made an overture to Major League Baseball about bringing the All-Star game to American Family Field. What's your feeling on that, and whether or not it's an opportunity for Wisconsin?
Well, I'm not surprised that Mayor Barrett, as a big Brewers fan, would jump right in. And I think it's a great idea, especially given that we were unable to host the Democratic National Convention. We're always happy to highlight Milwaukee. We've got a great facility, and we certainly have people in this state who believe in voting rights, although I should highlight that a lot of the same measures, I think, are percolating in the legislature with the Republican majority right now. But I think it would be great. And, hopefully it's something that will be considered. The market is working in terms of the decision in response to what took place in Georgia, not just with Major League Baseball, but with private company as well.
So, do you think that American Family Field should be able to check on whether or not somebody has received a vaccine in order to let them in? I ask because two Republican legislators want to prohibit the use of so-called vaccine passports. But when it comes to a private business, who has the right to say who goes inside the door, Assemblyman Hintz?
Well, I'm okay if a private business determines that. And I think there's a lot of questions about this. We know other countries have moved forward. I think the Biden administration said that there isn't going to be a directive from them.
Right.
But the reality is we know that businesses are asking for this kind of thing. Until consumer confidence comes back, it's going to be hard to get the economy to recover. And expecting people to look out for others and keep them safe isn't an unreasonable ask. And I think we are going to have private businesses look for these opportunities.
Assemblyman Gordon Hintz, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's your State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.